RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV. And by Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. To find a campground near you, visit campjellystone.com.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. Our Northeast correspondents are Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, the co-hosts of the RV Family Travel Atlas and Campground of the Week podcasts, and the authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Thank you so much, Jeremy. And this week, we are going to be reviewing another beach camping option along the Eastern Shore. And it's the resort at Massey's Landing in Long Neck, Delaware, which is right nearby Rehoboth Beach. But first, we want to thank our sponsor, Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. Award-winning Jellystone Parks have everything your family needs to make long-lasting camping memories, whether you are an RV enthusiast, enjoy the comforts of a cabin, or prefer tent camping. And right now, it's the time to book those fall weekend getaways. Halloween-themed weekends are more popular than ever, and they're selling out fast. If you want to experience the fun of trick-or-treating at the campground, hay rides, pumpkin painting, and corn mazes, check out what Jellystone's near you are offering during the fall camping season. Go to campjellystone.com and find a park near you.
Okay, now Massey's Landing has gotten a lot of buzz in the last year. This campground's
about... We've been hearing it over and over and over again. Everybody's talking about having been there, or they're talking about booking it for the future, right?
Yeah, and this campground's only about a year old, and it's one of the rare new campgrounds that was built out of nothing. It was like marshland there. There was no campground there. The trend in the industry is to buy an older campground and fix it up. This was really created out of nothing, and it's quite an operation. So we were really excited to get there, and really excited to kind of share with you about it and help you decide if it's the place for you to take a great RV vacation.
This is a full-fledged resort property. So the word resort is in the name, and we always like to mention whether we think it's justifiably so or not. And this is, in fact, an RV resort.
Once you have a swim-up bar, you can call yourself a resort.
Okay? It has pool. It has beach access. It also has rentals, lots of different types of rentals. It has dining. So all of those things together mean that you can really pull your rig up here, stay for a week, and even though there are places in the area to explore, you don't have to go off property to have a great vacation. And that does make it a resort to us, at least.
Now, if you do want to go off property, it is located near the Delaware shoreline on the Delmarva Peninsula. It's pretty close to Rehoboth Beach. Stephanie, about how long of a drive was it? We didn't go to Rehoboth.
No, but the shuttle service runs, and people were saying it was taking them about 15 to 20 minutes to get to the beach. Yeah, but summer traffic, we were there in high season, and, you know, with traffic... this is a trafficy area. So we just enjoyed the Bay Beach.
And some of you might be saying, well, why didn't you go to Rehoboth Beach? Well, we live at the Jersey Shore, and, it's kind of similar in a sense. So there were other things we wanted to check out while we were there. So as Stephanie mentioned, the type of campground, this is a private resort campground. It's owned by a company called Blue Water Development that also owns the Sunset Beach Resort that we reviewed last week. They also own the Chincoteague KOA, and then they own all other kinds of, like, hotel-type properties. So they're they're moving into the campground game in a serious way, and they have plans to open up some other campgrounds, I hope, because we need more great campgrounds along the Eastern Seaboard for sure.
Absolutely. Now, this is a large campground with coming in at about 200 sites, and it has also a wide selection of cabins. There are no seasonals here at this property. It is all transient campsites, so that's important to note if that is important to you. Now, however, I did want to mention here, along with that seasonal reference, they have a very interesting offer that they do for campers. They have what they call a valet and storage service. They have a lot right nearby, and they will offer to store your RV there and valet it to your site. They actually put it on your site. They level it front to back for an additional fee, of course, and then it's there for you and all set up to go when you arrive. So, you know, if you're nearby this area, if you've been here, you might not have even known they have this option. This could be an interesting perk.
I think that's a great service, mm-hmm. and I think more and more campgrounds need to option, you know, to offer those kinds of options to campers. I mean, it is so convenient, right, to just be able to drive there and your RV is set up and ready to go.
It's a good weekend warrior option, for sure.
Now, price range and ease of booking. There's daily and weekly rates. Prices can range from $60 up to $105 on the high end. That's depending on the season and the location. There are lots of waterfront sites, and they are obviously the priciest. That's when you're going to hit that $105 range, which is going to seem high to some of you out there, but they do offer a lot at the campground. There are a lot of cool things there included in the price. And I would say this, the waterfront sites do hit that $105 price point. We did not have a waterfront site. We were on about a $90 per night site. I would way rather pay the extra $15 and be on, right, have a waterfront site.
Yeah, well, the problem is, though, in terms of booking, is that if you want those waterfront sites, sorry, Charlie, many of them are even already booked up for next summer. We know somebody that called ahead, I think, for next June or July, and she wasn't able to get a waterfront site. So we think it's worth it, and I would just highly recommend, if you want to visit this place, I would call and see when you can get a waterfront site.
Even if it's like late fall or something like that.
Yeah, like just have that experience.
Let me say this too. You know, this is a year-old campground, and it's fall. I mean, they're selling out their sites, and it's indicative of the fact that RV sales have been explosive, right? So we've been hearing for years how the RV industry is on fire. Well, here's the result. New campgrounds are opening up, and they're really good campgrounds, and they're filling up. So I hope the end result is that we get more and more good campgrounds like this.
Yeah, and it's also important to note that when you're thinking about the price, because if you think $90 is expensive for a campsite, you have to understand that obviously people are willing to pay it. So this was a very difficult. We had to make these last minute reservations, as we mentioned on last week's podcast, because we had a trip to another campground. The Cape Hatteras KOA was stopped in its tracks because they lost power on the entire island. So we could not get into this campground on the weekend. We actually went here midweek. So last minute, you might be able to get some midweek,
and we couldn't get a waterfront
yeah.
site.
Us and our friends, though, did get midweek sites elsewhere on the campground. So consider that.
And we
that.
Couldn't, I don't even think we could be together, right? I
mean, right.
They were that full no. during yeah. the week. So.
They were squeezing us in for
now,
sure.
Now look, I mean, if the campground is really selling out at a lot of parts of the year, there's a lot of good things going on there. There's people are loving this campground, though it might not be for every single one of you. Lots of great buzz. Let's talk about the appearance of the campground.
Yeah, this carried over the aesthetic appeal of Sunset Beach Resort that we were at in Virginia. So it has that kind of like really nice color scheme, like Caribbean kind of bright blues and yellows. And I like that. I think it looked great.
Think Margaritaville.
Yeah, I really loved the way it looked. They had the bathhouses painted, those colors and everything.
And everything's
so it was fun.
Like Sunset Beach, everything's new.
Right.
You go into the bathhouse, the bathhouse is like a year old. It's brand new and it looks brand new.
Now, this is along the Bay Shoreline, so there's a lot of, like, marsh grasses and everything. And there's also a lot of, along the edges of the campground, there's some trees. But the thing is this was a built campground on marshland, pretty much. So I think that they're struggling with growing landscaping. So, you know, it's like you can see where they're trying to grow trees. It'll be interesting to see how that comes in because I don't think that it's going so well right now.
And at Sunset Beach, remember they were putting up those man-made sun shelters, which were actually quite attractive. I would think maybe they should try that here at Massey's too. So there is limited shade depending on where you are in the campground. But for the most part, you're not going to get a shady site. It's just not possible at the moment for that to happen. I want to say too, the Bay Beach was lovely. Mm-hmm. The bay views were lovely. It's a really nice spot.
Oh, you know? There's a little island right across from the Bay Beach there. So you're sitting on a really nice sandy Bay Beach looking across at an island. And the whole area across from this campground is a wildlife preserve. So, I mean, there's just nature everywhere around you, even though you are in this resort campground, which is nice. Now, all of the sites, I would say there's two main areas of the campground. So when you first pull in, there's this really large welcome center, and it very much does feel like the check-in at maybe
with a liquor store attached.
Yeah, like a packaged goods store, I think, because it's wine and beer, not.
And this is a good time campground. We did find it quieted down at night, but just know this is the type of campground people are going to have fun. So think about that in advance of your reservation.
Over to the right, you have a bunch of campground spots, and over to your left, you have a bunch of campground spots. So it's kind of split into two distinct areas. In both areas, there's waterfront sites available, and then there's sites that sort of go in, you know, inland on rows.
And there are these little fingers that come off the bay. There's like two or three of them, and there's waterfront sites that line them. Like, I went out for a kayak ride one day, and I saw a couple of guys setting up their toy hauler. They dropped down their rear toy hauler deck, turned it into a porch, and it was literally hanging over the water. And then they hopped into their kayaks, and they went kayaking out into the bay. So that's why people are pretty passionate about getting these waterfront sites here, because you can, like, kayak or SUP right from your site. Now, Stephanie, you said there's sites on the right, kind of behind the Welcome Center, and sites on the left. Would you say that it's quieter over to the left? If you're facing the camp store, the sites to the left to me seemed a little bit more quieter and more peaceful than the sites to the right.
Well, yeah, because all of the amenities and activities are pretty much centered over to the right. So this is the kind of place you want to look at the campground map and see where you think it would suit you best. You might want to be up near the beach, right? And so there's sites that are up there. You might want to be near the pool and the playground and be right in the heart of the action, and there's sites that are near there. Or you might want to be a little further away from it all, and yes, and be over on that, like, left-hand side. Now, I'll put in the link to the video that we did on Facebook. That was pretty much we drove the golf cart up the line of waterfront sites. So you can see what we're talking about some of these sites just being so great to just park your rig at and enjoy.
Now, the interior sites, though, were pretty basic and pretty simple, and they were all kind of cut out in the same shape and size. And what was interesting is they had a parking spot there in a very defined space, which was where I parked my truck. You did not exactly love that because you felt like it might be nicer to have the freedom to put your truck where you wanted to put your truck as opposed to in that one spot, which was a bit close to our fire pit.
Yeah, it was a paved pad for your RV and then another paved pad for your vehicle. And while you were like, oh, look, it's so nice, I get to park my vehicle in this paved path, I thought, you know what? I think that's making the site feel smaller than it is because it cut into the site as opposed to a lot of us seasoned RVers. What do? We park the car perpendicular to our rig up front, and that opens up the site and creates more space. But you didn't even want to do that because who wants more paved space,
I think,
right?
Ultimately, you were right. The other thing to mention is that if you're on an interior site, the other campers are going to be relatively close behind you, right? So our neighbors behind us were sort of right there. So you're not going to have a real sense of privacy at your site on the interior sites. Way more of a chance of having more of a private site on the water. So I think you're starting to get the picture here that the waterfront sites are the way to go.
Now, also, though, there were a lot of people that were camping with family and friends, and you could see that this was a great place to do that. Because the sites are close together, you can kind of back in two sites back up next to each other, and you almost like could create one big site.
It was almost like a buddy site, and the family behind us did kind of become our friends.
Yeah, they were very friendly.
They live close by to where we live, and they were very friendly, thankfully, because they were right there.
Yeah.
Now, they do have other accommodations. As Stephanie mentioned, there's nice beachy cabins. So if you want to come with family members that don't have an RV, it would certainly be a cool place to do that. And you could even potentially have an RV site that's sort of right by one of the cabins. insights. It's on point in the camping industry right now to have those mixed accommodations.
Now, right up until this point, what we've been talking about are largely sort of the, like maybe the tighter sites, the smaller sites that there isn't the landscaping in between them. Now, that those kinds of things tend to be true of a lot of beach resort camping destinations.
At least in the Northeast.
Well, okay, so what makes up for that? Well, all of the amenities that are everywhere around you.
It's the amenities are off the hook here, right? I mean, this is the type of campground you go to have fun with friends and to have like nonstop action all day long. This is not the type of campground you're going to go to sit at your site all day and read a book in the privacy and shade of your site. This is a place where you're going for action.
Can I say that I really enjoyed more at Sunset Beach, how it kind of felt like a little more peaceful and relaxing and the sites were big. And I don't know, like I felt like it was a little bit of a quieter feel, but I have to say, I don't think I've ever had the feeling that I had when we first got to Massey's and we walked up to the tiki bar that was on the water and had open air seating all around. And we sat down at a table with our friends and ordered some cocktails for us, some mocktails for the boys. We were looking at each other like, this is crazy.
It feels like a resort vacation.
The sun was setting.
Now, you know if this isn't for you, listener, right? I mean, let's seriously. Let's be serious here. If you're that state park camper that wants privacy and you don't want bars and tiki bars and all that stuff, it might not be for you. But for the rest of us, this is on point. I mean, this is the trendiest type of resort campground out there because you're getting the experience that someone gets when they go to a resort hotel. And guess what? The campground industry has figured out that a lot of us RV owners really like that.
Exactly.
And that view from that tiki bar up near the beach was gorgeous. I mean, it felt like we were on this magical getaway, like in the Caribbean, and we're in Delaware.
Oh, the sun was setting. I was like, we were looking at each other like, this is nuts.
That whole area up there on the bay is really gorgeous, and they knocked it out of the park with that restaurant. The food is good.
Yep.
It's just like Sunset. The seafood was really excellent. You are not compromising one inch to eat at the campground as opposed to driving off the campground. In fact, I'm going to say it's 10 times better to just eat at the campground because you don't have to get in your car and drive 15 minutes somewhere to a restaurant. It's all right there. And if you have a couple of drinks, which a few of the people in our party may have had, you can walk back to your RV. Right? So if that's your idea of a good time on a weekend trip or a week-long vacation, this is a place you're going to love, and people are really, really loving it here.
All right. So let's talk about some of the other amenities that are going to be at this campground. First of all, the rentals are always the star of the show at a resort campground. You can rent golf carts for sure, but you can also rent bikes and paddleboards, kayaks. You can even rent a boat slip. So you can come here with a boat and put it in and have your boat moored, docked in the water the whole time you're
and
there.
And the place, the little spot where they have the SUP and kayak rentals, the young man, after we rented them, the young man set us right up at the water. So we literally stepped right into the kayak and Theo stepped right onto the SUP and we launched right from there. And we went in and all around the campground, the interior of the campground. If you're more ambitious, you could go right out onto the bay with the SUPs or kayaks. And there were some like teenagers that were. They were taking the SUPs all the way out into the bay. If you have, younger kids like we do, you could stay in the very safe, protected area right in those little inlets in the campground. It's a great place to go to try SUPing. Like, say your family's wanted to give that a try. This is a campground to go and give it a shot.
Now, there's also a heated pool. And like Jeremy already hinted at, there is a swim-up pool bar here. It's a separate area than the regular main pool. They're sort of separated into two parts. And it was pretty fun and nice. And the adults were having a blast.
It was a lot of fun. And I don't drink.
You don't drink anything.
I don't drink alcohol.
You're like, you ordered an iced tea.
And that's not it's not because I'm morally stodgy. So please don't think that. But I just don't drink. Issues in the family over the last 100 years. But anyway, I swam over and it's the bar is in an adult section of the pool. So the kids can't even swim into that half of the pool, which drove Max and Theo crazy. And one of my favorite photos for the summer is me having a Coke at the bar with the boys staring longingly in the background wanting to swim over. But it is fun swimming up to a bar in a pool and ordering a drink. I'm sorry. It is just like a fundamentally fun thing to do.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't. Yeah, exactly. So now there's also a private beach, like we mentioned.
But you started to say, if you don't. And I think that's an important part of this review, Stephanie. If you're hearing that and you're like, I don't like the idea of a swim-up bar. That's not fun. I don't like that. Then don't, you're just not going to want to go here.
Somebody else will take your spot. We promise.
Somebody else will gladly take your spot here. So it is a little based on like your camping personality for sure. Mm-hmm. Right. Know your camping personality.
And we have camping split personalities. Like that's the thing is there's some people.
You're schizophrenic.
We'll do everything and we love it all. Like there's just some people that it's one, you know, it's a one pony show for them. And this is all they like. They like to be in the middle of the woods and not hear anything. And that's great. You don't want to come to Massey's.
We've said it over and over
again. But for the rest of you good time Sally's out there, this is fun.
Our favorite thing to do is to like go to a state park for 4 days and have no hookups and then go to a private resort campground and really like kind of live it up. So we do have split camping personalities.
There's also, again, this was at sunset, a dog beach, a distinct dog beach that you could bring. It was big. And a separate dog park that was very big also. So these properties are trying to be very pet friendly, which we think is on point in the RV
community. Apparently
this
company has read the research that suggests that 50% of RV owners travel with dogs.
Yeah.
Because in both of these campgrounds, it's not just like a large dog park. It's like a beautiful dog park on the water where you could literally lounge and swim and pull up some beach chairs and let your dog splash around. Really awesome that they dedicated the space for the dog owners.
All right. Other food options on site. We talked about the Tiki Bar, but there was also the Jack Spot Grill, the Happy Jack's Cafe. There's a food truck that serves barbecue on the weekend.
How did we miss that? Oh, we weren't
there
on the weekend.
We weren't there on the weekend, but it serves on the weekends. It was there. It was just closed down and only opens on the weekend. So we didn't get to experience that, but supposedly it's really good. Basically, you could get ice cream at night at the walk-up. The breakfast sandwiches were delicious. Like, this is good quality food. This is yummy. This isn't just, like, fried, like, mozzarella sticks.
Same as Sunset.
Chicken fingers.
I mean, they're taking the food to that hotel resort level and not the traditional burgers, dogs, and chicken fingers that I'm so sick of at so many campgrounds, frankly.
Now, you can get the shuttle service to Rehoboth Beach, which is a nice park for a lot of people. We saw people waiting for it to depart in the morning. And it runs, I think, on the hour, like throughout the day. So it's not like you're stuck there all day. If you take the shuttle service, you can kind of like come back mid-afternoon maybe and then enjoy the campground. And then another kind of hotel-like feature is that they have a concierge service here. There is a full-time concierge desk. When you walk in, there is someone there who is willing to help you plan activities in the local area. Now, we are going to talk more about what some of those options are later on in the show.
Let me say this, though. If I were to blindfold you and bring you into the Welcome Center at Massey's or at Sunset Beach and then unblindfold you, you would not think you were at a campground. They really look like you're walking into
like a timeshare condo resort.
Upscale-ish kind
of
resort. Yeah, in Florida.
In Florida, that's what I
would think. And I love the fact that they're bringing this game to, you know, to the Northeast and to the Mid-Atlantic, I guess more accurately, and into the South. I mean, I want to see more campgrounds like this. I want more options like this in my life, for sure.
They also have a fishing pier, which I didn't see until we were there for a couple of days. And, well, I mean, I saw the pier, but I didn't realize it also has, like, a ladder. So the kids were all out there jumping off into the bay, and then you could, like, climb up the ladder to get back on. That was nice.
Perfect summer moment. I mean, that night, people were letting their dogs jump into the water from the dock. Kids were jumping in the water. I mean, it really, you can have some just classic summer fun at a campground like this.
Now, the Wi-Fi, I found a little bit weak. It was usable, but not fantastic. And the cell service was the same way. So we didn't do a Facebook Live, but I was able to sort of like, we were able to like get a post up on social media and everything. It just wasn't jamming. So, you know, don't be expecting to upload, download files while you're there. Now, they run themed weekends for activities through April through October. And also my very favorite activity that they have there is a few times a week, they have this guided boat tour that leaves right from the dock and goes through and does like a birding tour.
Oh my God.
It was so awesome.
First of all, it was cheap. It was incredibly affordable. It was so relaxing. The captain was really interesting and funny. They're playing Van Morrison. They're playing Jimmy Buffett. They're playing great summer music. It was really a magical campground experience, and it was had right from the campground. We didn't have to drive anywhere to get it. It left right from the campground. It was one of my favorite things that we did all summer.
All right. Now, insider details. I think we said the words waterfront sites.
Waterfront.
25 times already.
If you can. And here's the thing. If you can't, I would still tell you to go. If you're excited to go to Massey's and you can't get a waterfront site, book one of those interior sites. Just don't show up and be disappointed that you have a site that's not that huge and not that private. I mean, that's just what you're going to get. So, you know, you always want to make sure that you're managing your expectations on an RV trip and an RV vacation. And you just need to know that about this campground.
Yeah, another inside tip is to, like you're saying, expect a bustling environment. But I want to say on top of that, that we were very tuned into whether they were enforcing quiet time and rules at this campground. And they were. So, for example, our boys were riding their bikes back from the dock after we took that boat tour. And it had just gotten dark. And they were told by the security guy on a golf cart, you're not allowed to ride your bikes after dark, boys. And he said it nicely.
In a nice way.
But he was like, no, you're not allowed to do that. I saw they were carting people at the swim-up bar in the, you know, in the pool. So I was happy to see that. And then they
kicked
enforced,
a few people out of
they were like, no, sorry, you can't
area.
Be in here. You don't have the proper ID.
Apparently Delaware liquor laws are very strict. So they really were following the rules there.
And then also they were really shutting it down at quiet time. So yes, people were having a good time up to quiet time, but at quiet time it got quiet. It really did. So
it really did. But still at the same time, you know, if you're the church lady or you're married to the church lady, you might want to go to one of Delaware state parks instead. But we love it. And I really, really want to go back here next summer. Stephanie, can we please book
yes.
it now?
But we'll talk first about Nobody's Perfect. So even though we love this, I wanted to say that I really did feel like they have to figure out something with the sites and the landscaping. I think that they tried to grow grass and it didn't take. That's my theory on it. So they're going to have to figure out what is going to take in this very difficult, it's so wet, right? Because it's like a marshland. So they're going to have to figure out something to make the site feel a little nicer, like under your feet. They're going to have to figure out like what maybe some trees, some birches or something that is
or
going
something
to
creative and different than the normal
grasses,
solutions to
maybe.
That.
Yeah. I think maybe those tall grasses would do really nice in between sites to just kind of give you a little barrier, a little privacy.
How about rocks?
No, grasses.
I'm serious. I don't know.
I think they need to do something like that.
Okay, we're going to stop for a second. We have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco, and then we're going to come back and tell you about some cool things to do in the area.
Since 1968, Jayco has been providing a way for generations of families to create lasting memories together. Today, Jayco offers everything from camping trailers to Class A motorhomes, complete with more standard features and a longer, stronger 2-year limited warranty. Jayco gives you the value you're looking for and the peace of mind you deserve. Lots of family fun is to be had around the campfire with a Jayco nearby. For more information, visit your local dealer or Jayco.com. Jayco, generations of family fun.
Now, Stephanie, I think this area could support enough fun activities for a week-long vacation, right? I mean, like, Massey's is not just a weekend spot to me because you have Rehoboth and you have a lot of cool things going on in the area. And the campground's doing a pretty good job of curating tours and some other expeditions in the area.
Yeah, so the campground works with a company called Delmarva Discovery Tours, and they basically have a long list of options that sort of taps into the local culture and takes you around and shows you things. So they have a beer, wine, and spirits tour, a wine and garden tour, an antiques tour, and a local history tour. We did the family farm tour, which was so much fun. It's about a half day, and we visit an organic farm, a lavender farm, a dairy farm where we got ice cream. That was the Hopkins Farm Creamery. So good. You don't have to be on the tour to visit there. Go and get an ice cream cone if you're in the area. It was so yummy.
This was one of my favorite things we did all summer. And frankly, I didn't expect it to be, but each farm was so unique, so interesting. The organic farm, it was such a wonderful personal guided tour where the owner took our group around. The lavender farm changed my life. I bought lavender soaps.
I bought lavender
foot rub.
And we were in the tour van. Everybody was in the tour van waiting for Jeremy, who was in there stocking up on a life supply of
lavender soap. I'm not afraid to confess that I bought some lavender products. And I bought this lavender air spray because you're constantly complaining that the RV smells like a bunch of funky boys. And you complimented and loved the lavender air spray.
I was surprised because I feel like a lot of those things are very overwhelming and it just kind of like burns my nose. But these blends or whatever, I don't know. No, they were very nice and it wasn't bad. Yeah. So
I would recommend this farm tour if you're looking for kind of a relaxing half day activity with the entire family. And the boys liked it. Like, I know mm-hmm. a lot of you might think, oh, my kids wouldn't like that. And I kind of was a little worried our boys wouldn't like it. They really had a great time. And then it ends with delicious, world class, maybe best I've ever had, ice cream moo.
So there's also a vibrant local brewer scene, and Dogfish Head Brewery is obviously the most famous, but there's been a lot of other ones like Crooked Hammock pop up, and people were recommending. We did not get out. We were just relaxing more at the campground. We did this farm tour. We did a couple other things, but we didn't get out to the actual breweries themselves, but I can't tell you how many people kept recommending that to us. So that's definitely something you can do in the area. And another thing you can do is visit nearby historic Lewis, right? Lewis, Delaware.
Yeah, and everyone raves about that. And that's one of the reasons I want to go back is I do want to see more of this area. And I heard that there's great craft coffee shops there. There's great bookstores. There's all kinds of fun things to do. It's a cultured beach area, maybe more so even than our section of the Jersey Shore, which is just like beach, beach, beach.
And remember that you can take actually the Cape May Lewis Ferry. That runs right from Lewis to Cape May, New Jersey. Now, we wouldn't do that while we're there because we live near Cape May, New Jersey, and we can visit it no problem. But you can take a day trip over to Cape May as a walk-on passenger. You don't have to do the more expensive drive-on to the ferry. You could take the ferry across if you were going to be here for a week, spend a whole day in Cape May, and that would be a really fun thing to do. Your kids would probably love it.
And of course, if you want to go to the beach. Rehoboth is kind of a really famous East Coast beach. And again, we didn't get there because we were only at Massey's for 3 days and we're from the Jersey Shore. So we just decided to do other things. But if you want a beach vacation, this would be a great place to do it. You can take the shuttle right there and not even get in your own car.
Right. Rehoboth Beach has the typical boardwalk experience. So that's going to have rides, ice cream, like funnel cake, mini golf, all that stuff is right there for you in Rehoboth Beach.
Pizza, pretzels.
Right. Yeah. If you want all
beer,
of that stuff.
Miller Lite.
It's there.
Coors.
All right. So before we head out, we want to thank our sponsor, Progressive Insurance. Adding an RV policy to another Progressive policy like a home, auto, motorcycle, or boat is a great way to save time and money. Get on the road to savings by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV.
And we will see you either at the resort campground or at the state park
campground.
We
like them both,
folks. We like them both.
See you there.
See you there.
Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.